This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Protesters are gathering across the U.S. to decry President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. Organized by the liberal group Move On and others, the President's Day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic, anti-immigrant, and based on a non-existent emergency. Protester Bishop Garrison says it does nothing to make the country safer.
This is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for, that the American people do not want, and that will not make our nation any more secure.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress didn't approve as much as Mr. Trump wanted for the wall. President Trump is firing back after a former FBI official went public with a bombshell claim. He suggested Monday that key law enforcement officials engaged in treasonous activity when they considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove him from office. AP's Rita Foley explains.
Andrew McCabe, the fired FBI deputy director, has a new book out. And during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, he said that Rod Rosenstein, now the deputy attorney general, once raised the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office. The president calls this illegal and treasonous and tweets it looks like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. Rosenstein, by the way, is the man who initiated Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Rita Foley, Washington.
The White House says Mr. Trump will warn members of the Venezuelan military Monday they'll be left in poverty if they continue to support socialist President Nicolas Maduro instead of the American-backed interim leader Juan Guaido. Mr. Trump is set to speak to the Venezuelan-American community in Miami, Florida, to voice strong support for Guaido, who's been recognized by several European and South American countries. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says he has ordered police and military to be ruthless with anyone attempting to tamper with the country's postponed presidential elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission announced late Friday elections will be delayed for a week, just hours before polls were set to open for some 84 million registered voters. INEC said the presidential election will be held this Saturday, while governorship and state assembly elections have been pushed to March 9th. Four Indian soldiers and three suspected militants were among nine people killed Monday in a gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in Indian Kashmir and escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. Militants opened fire on an army contingent as search operations were being conducted in a village close to where the suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into the paramilitary convoy last week. A summit of Central European leaders in Israel is now canceled because of a dispute between Israel and Poland about the Holocaust. Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki canceled his country's participation following acting Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz's remarks that Poles collaborated with the Nazis. Morawiecki called the statements unacceptable and racist. Organizers of Pope Francis' summit on preventing clergy sex abuse will meet this week with a dozen victims. At a news conference Monday, organizer Archbishop Charles Shikuluna called the summit a turning point.
We need to become aware of how important this aspect, prevention of abuse, safeguarding of our children and young people, is important. So the question of awareness of our responsibility as shepherds and stewards, knowing what we need to do.
The Catholic Church has long been criticized for its failure to hold bishops accountable when they covered up for priests who raped and molested children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday a double bombing in Idlib has left at least 13 people, mostly civilians, dead. The Britain-based Human Rights Monitor said blasts during rush hour Monday also killed 25 people. The first explosive device had been installed under a parked car, and a second went off when ambulances arrived. The northwestern region of Idlib is the last major part of Syria outside the control of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. The subject of one of the most famous photos of the 20th century has died. George Mendoza was the ecstatic sailor shown kissing a woman in Times Square, celebrating the end of World War II. He planted a kiss on Greta Friedman, a dental assistant he had never met, on VJ Day when Japan surrendered to the U.S. He was 95. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.